Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We call this thing Baltimore Positive, and we're positively into Preakness Week, springtime. The Orioles are home. The Ravens are quiet. Everything's going on. I'm in the concert season this week. We're going to be out in Las Vegas this weekend doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road. And you know, I will not order a crab cake in any state that doesn't begin with Maryland. So I'm in Nevada. I will not be ordering a crab cake. But it is the Crab Cake Tour. It is the Maryland party. It is a poolside at the Encore with my pal Howard Perlow and lots and lots and lots of business folks. Folks like this guy, Leonard Raskin, joins us now. He will not be in Vegas poolside, but dude, if you were there, you'd know 500 people because it's kind of crazy. I could start dropping
There you
names, but
go.
they might wind up on the show this weekend. What a week, right? I mean, with the Orioles, Justin Tucker, you're all capped out, and they've sort of hit the skids a little bit here in sort of a weird way. And I'm sort of rooting for the Maple Leafs because I've been to Toronto and I just want to see everybody in Canada get naked as the 51st state and run down. Everybody's crazy. If the Maple Leafs were to win the Stanley
Oh,
Cup,
be it would the country would go nuts.
yeah, I mean, it would be one of the biggest stories in sports in the world, really,
Absolutely.
because I don't even know what I could compare it to, dude. It'd be like,
The Rangers.
what do you mean?
the New York Rangers, they
Well,
hadn't
when
won
they won the cup.
forever,
Yeah, they won
and
in
they won the
95.
cup.
Yeah, I
Right, they
was.
won. So Toronto, they're just
You're trying to
they are
compare it to a
all
hockey thing. I'm trying to
oh no,
compare it to
to a
like,
worldwide thing. I don't know.
I mean, the
They're
Cubs
Charlie
won the World
Brown.
Series. The Cubs
The
were
yeah,
kind of
right.
like that, right?
The Maple Leafs are Charlie Brown.
The Red
And they get
Sox
to
were
the
that until they
playoffs.
won five of
They
them,
get
if
to the
history's all
playoffs.
wrong.
They get close every year. They get into the playoffs. They play decent, and then they choke. And it's like Lucy took the Stanley Cup away.
But the thing with the Maple Leafs is they are the center of the center of the epicenter of the universe of hockey, and they haven't won in my lifetime since 67. I was born in
Right.
68.
Right.
So I for me, I like the Caps thing. I know what it's like. I picked the cup up. I did it all. It was fun. By the way, every time I go to Vegas now, I pass the New York and the thing there, and
Right.
I have flashbacks to,
To
all of
hanging
that.
out
So
with
I'll
the
make
cup.
sure that I do that. Hanging out with the cup was a
That's
special
right.
night. But
That's right.
For the Caps in this time around,
Got to get tough.
yeah,
Got to
man,
start playing better
the
hockey.
President's Cup doesn't mean anything this time, and
Well,
how you
Winnipeg's in
played
trouble. Winnipeg's
last
in
week,
trouble.
right? Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You got to play today. And every day you got to go out. The commercials that the NHL is running about winning the cup are fantastic. It takes everything. It rips you up. It drains you out. Every team is at their best. Every goalie is at their best. The games are, I mean, there's been an odd game or two, but every game is 2-1, 3-2. It is tough, tough,
Playoff
tough.
hockey, different
It's
hockey.
playoff hockey. It's
Right.
a different brand of hockey. And the Caps got to step up and score some goals here against a hot Carolina Hurricanes team that wants that cup. And Florida is playing tough against Toronto. That's been great. All the series have been really amazing. The Edmonton Vegas series, Vegas won the game with 0.4 seconds to go on a play where the guy just threw the puck over, and the leading goal scorer in the league for this year scored into his own net for his team to lose with a half a second to go. It's utterly crazy. It's been a great, great time. It makes my wife very unhappy. She's not a hockey fan. So me watching the playoffs is not us watching a movie or doing something lovely as a couple because she's not a hockey fan. But this time of year, playoffs are going right now, two games a night, just about, and I'm in. I'm watching. And then we got the birds. We got Zach Eflin back, so we have a pitcher. And our Japanese friend is pitching. So we got two pitchers. And maybe Dean Kramer's pitching. So we'd have three pitchers. And that might be good enough to get out of this April showers and bring some May flowers. Let's hope that the rest of the month they find a way to win.
You know what, man? I got to talk hockey with you for a minute because
Yeah, let's.
you jarred my memory. I have
Yeah,
so many
let's.
hockey memories and I never get to speak of them, right?
Right,
So
right.
in 2006, I'm first off,
Yes.
I met my wife at a hockey game. You're aware of this,
Yeah,
right? So I met my wife at a minor league at a Manchester Monarchs hockey game. She was a season ticket holder there. They were a new hockey team, was a brand new building in Manchester, New Hampshire, and I met her there. We short courtship. We came here, we got married in 03. I think I told you I saw the cup get hoisted in New Jersey at Brendan Byrne Arena. I told you that last week. We had a limo, Hockey Meg and Ken. We all went up. Scotty P, we got tickets and we went up and saw a game seven, knowing we would see the cup hoisted, right? So that was
Yeah, one way or the other. One way or the other.
Anaheim and New
And the
Jersey.
Devils, yep.
I thought that the Stanley Cup final was Carolina and Calgary, I said last week. It was Carolina and Edmonton, and it was 2006. I did not see the cup hoisted, and I'll tell you, I remember exactly why. I can tell you when. This was May and June of 2006. 2006, my wife and I spent most of May in Amsterdam. We went to the World Cup. We went to see US play Czech Republic in Gelsenkirchen. We saw them play Italy in Kaiserslautern in a very, very famous draw game with Italy that was played 10 on 9. There was a fight. McBride had a bloodied head from a headbutt. But this is World Cup. So we went to the World Cup. My knee was ripped up. I had a terrible knee surgery. I had a knee flap in Europe. And we came before we went to Europe. We went to game, no, after we went to Europe, no, before we went to Europe, we went to game one and two of the Stanley Cup finals in Raleigh. So I saw game one on June 5th, game two on June 7th. Then we went to Europe for 2 weeks and then came back and I had knee surgery. I missed game seven and I had tickets and I gave them to my cousin. Game seven was played on June 19th. So
It's
June
amazing.
1st, the first game was June 5th. And the reason I bring this up is you said, Carolina, they're like the Hartford Whalers and whatever.
No, they've won.
Leonard, you and I talk a lot about
They've
hockey in
won.
the 80s. I dropped Mike Gartner and Dave Christian and Scott Stevens and Rod Langway references and
Absolutely.
Pete Peters. I could
Absolutely.
drop all of that, right? And you and I were both famously at, to me, one of the greatest sporting events I've ever witnessed, which was the Pat LaFontaine, Bob
Dreadful.
Mason. Yeah,
Dreadful.
the 87 Easter hockey game.
Yes, horrible.
Google it, kids. It was 38 years ago. We were at the game. I was there. You were there. I sound like an old fart now.
Right.
And I think about these memorable things that I witnessed. I mean, I witnessed the Caps oust the Islanders in 1986 up in Nassau Coliseum with Phil Jackman, and the Islanders people were throwing trash on the ice at the old Coliseum up there. I mean, I've seen so many hockey games in Hershey, all over the country, all over the
Hershey's fighting
continent,
right
right?
now, too. Yep.
And I've been to a lot of games. I've been to a lot of playoff games. I've been to a lot of Stanley Cup final games. Probably, I don't know, probably been to 30, maybe 35 Stanley Cup finals games. I went up to Philadelphia when they were in the finals with Scottie P. I was there the night that Lindros got his head taken off across the middle. Scott Stevens, the whole deal. I was center ice that night at in the old building, the new, but I've seen a lot of hockey. I'm going to tell you right. And by the way, you mentioned the Rangers winning the cup. I was at game five that night in New York that they could have won the cup. They didn't win. They wound up winning. But like I was in New York at the Garden that night and the place was on fire. And they were
Absolutely.
down a couple goals in that game. Messier scored two goals. Place went crazy. I have never been in a building that was like that Metallica concert at Virginia Tech last week where they felt like there was an earthquake.
Earthquake, yeah.
I was in the building in Raleigh. Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals in 2006. I just looked this up. It was June 5th of 2006. I was with my cousin and his little boy. Now, this is 19 years ago. His little boy's 26 now, right? But I had four tickets. They were in the upper concourse, maybe 12 rows above the net. It's a cozy rink. I mean, it's not, it's an older, I've seen concerts there and stuff, but it's in Raleigh.
It's ruckus.
Dude, they gave up three goals in game one to the Edmonton Oilers. I'm looking at this here. Edmonton scored 8-18 in, 16-23 in, and then 17-17. It was 3-0. And then in the beginning of the second period, Carolina scored three goals in a row, tied it in this beginning. So three down, three up. I thought the place was going to be, I would tell you, it's the loudest I've ever been in any place in my life was Carolina. So you think, oh, just Carolina, just the
Oh, no, they
Hurricanes or
love their
whatever.
hockey in Raleigh.
I would
They
tell
are
you it's the
in.
loudest building that I've ever witnessed for a hockey game.
They are in. I think that and the old Boston Garden. was incredibly loud. It was a
I only
really
saw Billy
close,
Joel there. I never
okay,
saw
it
a
was a
game there.
really close crowd. They hung over the, it was steep and they were close,
It also
and it
didn't have air
was,
conditioning.
well, it was, pretty brutal. They used to skate around
In the fog. Yeah.
to raise the fog. The
Bobby
whole team,
Orr.
the
Bobby Orr
teams
would
would
just.
come out on the ice and skate circles to lift the fog.
the good old hockey
Oh,
game. It's the best
that's
game you
right.
can name.
That's right. And so now we've got to
Why
see
do you
if,
love hockey so much?
oh,
Tell
I don't know.
everyone.
When I was a little kid, my father took me to hockey. He worked for the Clippers,
Okay,
and
so your dad took you to Clippers games.
took me to Clippers games back when I was a little kid, and it
Tell me
just
what
it,
year was your first
oh
Clippers
boy,
game.
I don't know. It
I can
had
tell
to
you mine, 72, 73.
'60, late '60s, late
Okay.
'60s,
So
'68,
I
'69.
remember my dad didn't like think much of hockey. And again, later in life, you know me better, but like I didn't know my dad had lost his son and I was a replacement child and anything I wanted I could get. And I was 4 years old. And I think my dad took me down to the circus and maybe Harlem Globetrotters. And I knew my way to the building. And I don't know why I wanted to go to a hockey game. I have no idea. My dad would know nothing about hockey,
There you
but
go.
he took me and I fell in love
Yeah, I
with
went, I
hockey.
skated, I was a little kid. I loved it. I had sticks. I had pads. I had jerseys. I had a Bobby Orr jersey. It was the greatest thing in the world.
And I feel the same romance that in East Baltimore, there were kids who played hockey, the Elliott family. Up in Eastwood on the hill, they turned the basketball court into a hockey rink. It was a
There
roller
you go.
hockey rink
Yep.
that everybody played roller hockey, but there was
We
no
played,
movement to go to Skipjacks or Clippers games in my
no, we,
neighborhood.
right. We
I was the
played.
only one that
So
went.
I grew up in apartments in Randallstown on Liberty Road, and there was a big parking lot for Pep Boys. We climbed the fence, we set up goals, and we'd play street hockey on the parking lot of Pep
Were you
Boys.
Manny, Moe, or Jack?
I was a goalie, dude. I stood in goal and stopped it all. That was my thing. I was in heaven. It was the
Well, I mean,
greatest
when
thing.
the Caps won the cup, where were you that night?
Sadly, on the couch. Well, I was actually standing up screaming in the family
Okay, but
room.
like what did that mean? Because you're like a
Oh, it was
50-year guy.
unbelievable.
You were
It was
into this.
unbelievable. I had tickets to the next game, the home game. I didn't think they were going to win it out there. I thought they'd win it at home. I had tickets to watch them win.
Well, end of the second period when they were losing, Jen and I were making
It
plans to see Tiesto over at MGM Grand.
was it was not looking good, but then the comeback hit and I was screaming and crying and I was oh, it was unbelievable. It was a perfect night. Except I
By the
wasn't
way,
there.
I got a little fun thing. One of my because you sponsor the show, Leonard Raskin is our guest, Raskin Global. He does money. We're going to do baseball, football, just we'll do all that. But you love hockey, and I like talking because no one else other than Eddie Frankovic, Howard Scherr, I got a couple of puckheads in my life, but none of my friends in Dundalk ever wanted to go to Caps games with me or go down to the Capitol Center. By the way, AC/DC, I found my Capitol Center ticket from the For
There you
Those
go.
About the Rock tour, so I'm
I've been
sharing
there.
that
I was
because
there.
I'm going down to the dump in Rao John to see AC/DC here this week. So I'm kind of into all these memories, but the hockey thing for me from the beginning was I had such love for it because no one else was into it. And I'm talking mid-70s. You know what I'm talking about. The Blades came WHA. Then we played as the
Absolutely.
Clippers in the ECHL, playing the Erie Blades and the Richmond Rifles. And then they came in with the North Stars. And we had, John Fontas and Warren Young and
It was
they all wore
fabulous.
the green and gold and right. I mean, and they were the North Stars for a minute or three, then the Penguins and Ubriaco. Hockey for me, I'm so blessed because it was my entryway into journalism. It was a place I could get a press pass and go and work because no one at the paper,
Nobody covered it.
everyone looked down their nose at the
Nobody covered
Skipjacks.
hockey.
They and they went away, right? The Bandits and like all of that. And I always said, Leonard, had I managed my money differently in the 90s and not become crazy, trying to hire other people and do all that, if I had $1 billion, I would have pissed it away and bought a hockey team. If I were
You and me.
Kevin Plank, I would have bought a minor league
Absolutely.
hockey team here
Absolutely.
and would have turned it into the Savannah Bananas, for lack of a better
Something.
expression.
There's no doubt.
Because I love hockey. I love taking my
It's been
kids to the
something
games.
I've
I like
wanted to
going
do
to the
forever.
games, all of that.
It would be amazing. There's no team here. There hasn't been a team here. Good old Abe Pollin kept that away. And the crowd, there's not a place to see it. So I went down to Washington and became a Caps fan. It's the only Washington team I enjoy. Everybody asked me who do you follow? I'm like, the Ravens, the Orioles. Well, Who do you follow in basketball? Nobody. Who do you
Who
follow
would
in
you
hockey?
expect me
The
to do? Become a
Caps.
Flyers fan?
Right. Come on. No, that's never going to happen. Never going to
They do
happen.
have a good mascot. The gritty thing's a good, you know.
It's silly. Silly.
Well, it's a good answer to the fanatic, at least, I think.
They
Leonard
had to
Raskin
have
is
something.
here. Well, I mean, do you want to do baseball or do you want to do football? Pick one or the other, and we'll do the other one next week.
Let's talk some football. What happened this week? A football move has been made.
Yeah, okay. Where are you? And is I would ask this, not
I
just of
think
Trump,
they.
and I don't want to go down that lane, but like Trump could murder anyone and would still have apparently your support and 75 million other people. I don't
Don't
know.
know about
But
that.
like I don't know. But Justin Tucker, like whatever the Ravens would do, including drafting this kid who
Yeah.
zero tolerance got him thrown out of Virginia, got him welcomed here. So like I don't know where they have no ethics, they have no accountability. The owner's not has thrown your
Well,
pal and me out. You know
it
it's
was a
wrong.
football move. It was a football
There's
move.
nothing they could do to make you not go and sit in your seat. I mean,
Oh,
I'm just at the
sure.
point.
No, no,
Like,
no. I
there's
didn't go for
nothing
2 years.
they could do
I
to
didn't
make
go
you
for two
not want to be a
years.
football fan.
I
And they
stayed
know
out.
that.
No, I stayed out for 2 years. You know that. I
Oh, the
went to
Wembley knee
London.
got you,
Yeah, I
right?
went to London, and that turned me off completely. I was mortified. I get the whole knee thing. I get it. I didn't get it on foreign soil. Against the US national anthem, and then standing for God Save the Queen was utterly repulsive. And then they got what they deserved. I hate to say it. They got a lashing by the Jags. I think it was 70 to nothing or something like that. Every play they screwed up, the offense, the defense, the
And you
special
put him in the
teams.
penalty box for 2 years.
2 years I
All
didn't
right.
go to a game. And then COVID hit.
Did you like eat the money, the tick? Did you not give
I
them money?
sold.
Was it money,
I
time,
kept.
heart? What was it that pissed you off the most? I
What
mean,
do you mean?
above and beyond patriotism, which is at the root of this,
Oh yeah, then
and
I just didn't go. I kept the tickets because my wife wanted to go occasionally. My son went to a game or two, and I sold them. I sold all the tickets. I had eight PSLs. I got rid of them all. I sold them all.
oh, wow.
I kept two. I kept three. I'm sorry. I
So
kept
you are
three.
rare. You put them in the penalty box and came back
Yeah, I did 3 years
full
away.
price. You
Yeah,
know,
I
I mean,
did 3 years
they
away. I sold my PSLs, got rid of the parking passes, kept one. I kept three seats in the club level, which is where I have my seats. But I got rid of every. I had eight tickets. I got
see,
rid
but
of the
here's the
other
thing,
five.
Leonard. You're a money guy. They don't
Yep.
suffer financially no matter what.
I
Like
know.
the stadium's got is 20% empty half the time, and like
The seats are sold.
tickets are
Seats are sold.
$10. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they
No, no,
are.
no.
Sometimes they're not.
By the Ravens, I think they're sold. I don't know how many
It
they
depends.
own.
They win a lot lately, so they have sold their tickets,
That's
but
what I'm saying. So
they haven't hit
it's
the
people that
skids.
own the tickets that can't
My
resell them.
point is the back end of the Wembley knee, the back end of whatever
Yeah, that
backlash
took.
Ray Rice
I
would
was not
be, the
interested in that.
back end of whatever Justin Tucker will be, it the owner is making
Well,
$200 million dollars a year on the
Tucker's
team.
gone. Tucker,
Yeah.
they got this new kid. What's it? Loop? Loop?
Tyler Loop, correct.
Tyler Fruit Loop. Fruit Loop. We're going to have to see what this kid's all about.
Why don't you
Apparently, he
think
kicks
Chicago Loop?
Chicago Loop. I'm
Yeah.
with you. There we go. Apparently, he kicks
Although I did see
70 yard.
Fruit Loop ice cream the other
He
day in the ice cream aisle, weird.
kicks 70 yard field goals. He's got the big leg. They drafted him. First time they've ever drafted a kicker, and he's going to win the job. And they said they made a football move, which means cutting costs. They cut Justin. They didn't mention anything about anything. And I think they get away with, I think from a PR standpoint, they get away with getting rid of him for a football move. And from a lawsuit perspective, didn't they lose a lawsuit to Ray Rice when they cut him?
Maybe. Yeah.
They
I
let
mean
him go. They lost some money.
the
But
money
they
only
lost a little
matters to
bit of
Ray
money.
Rice. Yeah.
Right. But my point is, they lost a little bit of money, and then they've rehabilitated him in the league, made him a showpiece against violence against women. And Justin's gone, and who knows where he'll land or what'll happen. My guess is he'll be kicking somewhere in this league because that's the way the league is. They look, the Browns paid Deshaun Watson $250 million. He's thrown like five passes for them. And now they have five quarterbacks. So the league tells you straight up that it doesn't care. It doesn't care. Look,
And
that's
you
the
don't care that they don't care. Yeah, well, I'm just saying. I mean, at some point you did.
Most
I mean,
people don't care.
Leonard, I'll find people that are pissed at the Ravens or whatever and go or don't go or just say, I'd rather be on my couch or it's too much money. I could find a million
I've
reasons
seen
to
a lot
not
of people that
go.
have left. I've seen a lot of people. I know a lot of people that got rid of their tickets
Well,
and
they have
don't
to
care.
backfill that, and that's a business issue if it's a business issue. But when the restaurant's half empty and you're still making $200 million, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't
It
matter.
doesn't matter what they do. Whereas the Orioles have the exact opposite thing, right? Like the Orioles better figure this out. Much like hockey, we talked all this hockey. Hockey has to like sing for its supper. Hockey has to sell ads, sell tickets,
They're
have
selling.
fans,
And they're selling.
and
The sport
it's.
is the Four Nations. I think the Four Nations in midseason did an amazing service to hockey. Next year it'll be the Olympics. I think the nationalism around hockey is huge. The players are phenomenal.
Well, it feels like everybody's on board internationally, whereas we're in a horse racing week here and we can't get the Kentucky Derby winner here. Like when there's chaos, like there always was in boxing because there weren't federations and the mafia ran it. You know what I mean? Like, well, I mean, and then there's the, well, we're going to be a monopoly like the NFL and do whatever the hell we want.
And they
There
are.
is a point where these niche sports like hockey, the NBA went from niche to rich, and
Got
baseball's
China.
gone
Got
from rich
China.
to whatever it's going to be. I
The
don't know what
NBA got
baseball's going
China.
to
I
be.
think that's what hoisted them. And then they got China. And the world want the league wants China. The networks want China. So they got big money for it. The NHL is pulling it off. They're doing it. They're filling seats. The playoffs are you can't see an empty seat in an arena. The TV. I mean, the fact that it's on TNT and TBS is kind of odd, but ESPN's got it on every night.
As long as you can
They're
find the game, that's the issue.
right, just
You
got
and
to
I go
find
back to the Pittsburgh Penguins winning
ESPN or
Stanley Cups,
TNT.
and we can't find the games 30 years
Right,
ago. Remember?
right. I'm
Yeah.
with you. So then we got the O's, and we'll see what happens. You know, they got to fill the stadium, but right now they're getting paid. So we got some pitching. We could win. Here's hoping.
Let Raskin manage money. He manages
Yes,
the
sir.
American Dream out at Raskin Global. You can find out all that he does. It's you know, once we get past April 15th, people don't think about it much, but always a good time to manage your money, think about your money, think
Absolutely.
about Leonard. You can find him out on the front of our website. I'll catch back up with you. We'll have more baseball to talk about next week as we get through this thing. Happy May to you. Enjoy your travels. I'll check back in with you soon.
Happy Preakness.
Leonard Raskin joining us here. Do not bet on sovereignty. He's not in the race. I reached to Bob Baffert earlier this week. We're going to have Donna Brothers on this week. My friend Dick Girardi is going to join us talking all things racing. We also got a big golf tournament this week down in Charlotte. So a big week around here, big week of rock and roll, big week of fun. The Orioles are home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.